This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I've had a change of heart. Unlike everyone on the right, I don't want the Mueller investigation to end so soon. I want it to keep going on and on and on. Because every day it gets closer to proving Russia collusion. The collusion, however, with Russia and Team Obama, not Trump. Whether it's Hillary's reset button, the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia with a $145 million payback to the Clinton Foundation, or the fact that the Obama administration watched as Russia annexed Crimea and then invaded Ukraine, while Barack Obama whispered in that off-mic moment, quote, tell Vlad I'll have more leeway after, or flexibility after the election. Or whether you even believe Barack told Putin when he became aware of Russia's attempt to meddle to knock it off. Or when Obama weaponized the intelligence community to unmask Trump people like Michael Flynn, Carter Page, and others. The truth is every day we get to watch the evidence of the framing of Donald Trump exposed. This week, The Hill's John Solomon broke yet another explosive story of anti-Trump conspiracy. Now, we all know Hillary Clinton and the DNC gave millions to an opposition research firm, Fusion GPS, that then hired Christopher Steele to create dirt on Donald Trump in order to surveil his campaign. To this day, we still haven't heard why a FISA court judge would even consider signing a surveillance warrant based upon this fraudulent document. But what no one seems to be talking about is that this same dossier is the basis of the Mueller investigation itself. Right after his election, mind you, after Donald Trump's win, the head of Fusion GPS meets with a top Justice Department official, Bruce Orr. 2 days later, Orr, Rod Rosenstein's right hand, takes the information from Fusion back to the DOJ and gives it to the FBI, setting off the beginning of the Mueller investigation. Now, a Russia collusion criminal investigation. Christopher Steele, of course, terminated by the FBI for leaking information to the media. Yet, even after the election and his dismissal, he continues to meet and speak with Bruce Orr, who takes this information from a source he is not allowed to work with. Orr then launders it, feeds it to justice and the FBI, and then he amazingly tries to get the discredited Steele back into the FBI as a human source. So why would Orr, after back-channeling information with Steele, a fired FBI human source, work so hard to get Steele back into the FBI? Think about the timing. There's only one reason Steele is the one person who supports the inaccurate, unverified dossier. Even Comey said it was unverified. But in order to get the Department of Justice and FBI interested in a new criminal Trump-Russia collusion investigation, it was essential that Steele be back in their good graces. And by the way, if you think Peter Strzok and Lisa Page hated Donald Trump, folks, meet Christopher Steele, a discredited FBI source trying desperately to get on Mueller's destroyed Trump team. Peter Strzok, another Trump hater, although he admits there was no there, also seeks and gets on the Mueller team. So, Team Mueller, have on it. The more you investigate, procrastinate, and fail to find evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, the more you become hoisted by your own petard.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. And somebody, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with Rob Roselli, and I'm glad that he's on with us today. Rob is a licensed professional engineer in three states, and I appreciate his wiring and how he looks at things, because as an engineer, you know, you respect their gift and perspective, because slot A always has to go into slot B. It can't go into D, E, F, and G. I know some of us try to do that, and this is why we're not allowed to handle hammers, because we want to force fist things. But, you know, Rob cautions us, look at, you know, when it's right, it slips in just perfectly, doesn't it, Rob?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I've missed talking to you for a while, so I appreciate you coming on to straighten this out, because I'm one of those I was one of those kids that my dad said, you know, he always had to keep an eye on me when I had a hammer in my hand, because I was always looking at everything as if it was a nail. Anyway, you say, Rob, that you know, that Trump is taking on the modern day money changers. I like your perspective on this. At the Federal Reserve, you say, which is neither federal nor reserve. Unfold that for us, if you would.
Well, basically, I mean, I guess I'll give the Cliff Notes version of the Federal Reserve System. And as you say, it's not federal. It's not part of the government, as the impression that's conveyed from Washington and so-called think tanks and the experts that the Rockefeller founded, you know, Chicago University and their hapless morons on the so-called mainstream news. So it's not federal. There are no reserves. It's a totally debt-based system. So, you know, that alone, when they have to name it something that's 100%. The opposite of
what it is. Yeah, exactly.
It means it's just its intent was deception from its inception. I mean, how's that sound?
Yes.
Because when it was founded, I mean, Rockefeller and Morgan and the Rothschild, you know, and their bagmen here in the United States, you know, Jacob Schiff and others, you know, they all got together in secret down at Jekyll Island, Georgia, and they even went in disguises. They went, you know, in the cabooses of trains, and they kind of met down there. They didn't even use their first name. They didn't even want the people on the train to know who they were. And this is historical fact, by the way. I'm not just making this stuff up, because, you know, here on Fox News doesn't mean it didn't happen. I mean, you can go down to Jekyll Island, Georgia. People, there's a museum right there, and they explain it to you. I mean, they don't make a big deal out of it, but it is there. I mean, you know, people think I'm just making this stuff up, and you know, I think Gerald Griffin wrote a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is probably, you know, the number one source. It's a long read. I don't have any connection to him, and I'm not up here, you know, trying to sell his books, and I'm just saying, you know, if people really want to read. But anyway, so that's kind of a synopsis. And basically the way it works, at least the way it started, was that the United States usurped its responsibility of the United States Congress, that is, those weasels in Congress. I mean, they didn't just start becoming weasels, the last couple election cycles, just popping over 100 years ago.
Right.
They basically shun their responsibility to coin, credit, and money, as is required by Article 1, I believe it's Section 8 of the Constitution. They usurped their responsibility. So what they did is they wrote in a new law, and they called it the Federal Reserve System and the way it works. Again, at least in the beginning, was, Congress, when it needs money, it doesn't coin the money, gold-backed money, with discipline like it's supposed to. It floats a bond. The Federal Reserve System creates dollars, U.S. dollars, out of nothing. It doesn't cost them anything. They create them. They loan them to the United States. They take the bonds, and they charge them the interest for the amount of doing it. And if that sounds insane, that's because it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's our basic money system. Now, of course, they passed it, literally at midnight, the stroke of midnight. I think it was December 23rd, 1913, when most of Congress was away. A few congressmen, Charles Lindbergh, father of the famous aviator, and a few others spoke out against it. A few others have tried to stop it over the past 100 years, lesser known names. But one of the most prominent that people may know is a president by the name of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who was killed by the only bullet in the history of mankind that contravened the most fundamental laws of physics in broad daylight. Which brings us up today with Donald Trump. And the reason I don't believe they JFK Donald Trump is simply because there's too much media out there. There's too many cameras. There's too many people with phones. There's no way they could control just Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite and a couple other, establishment shills to put out a lie that some putz from Russia, killed the most powerful man in the world, so-called.
Exactly.
With a
$29 rifle and the lowest of as a marksman in the Marine Corps, that's the lowest of qualification, is a marksman, right. But he's going to release, three perfectly placed bullets and assassinate the president.
Right. And you have to remember, if you read a little bit about it, there was three rounds that went off. One was a miss. Nobody disputes this, by the way. I mean, this is just basic fact. One was a miss. It was a hit a curb nearby.
Right.
One was a deadly head wound. And the last round, just an Oliver Stone, not that I'm an Oliver Stone fan, but, that scene at the end, Kevin Costner's trying to, recreate it in the courtroom. That's what they call it, the magic bullet. The fragments weighed more than the actual bullet found at Parkland Hospital, did all kinds of twists and turns and all kinds of nonsense. The point is, the bankers have been controlling the world. They've always controlled the world since the days of Jesus Christ and the money changers in John chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they've just changed venues. In Jesus' day, they took people's legitimate money and they changed it out. For the so-called I forget what the actual name of the coins were. They gave them these fake coins that would only be accepted for the temple taxes. They were stealing people's money, but they're demanding that they pay it to them. The money changers, they gave them this fake money, even for the temple tax. But the money changers kept the legitimate money. It's just what they did with, say, the Gold Act of 1935. The establishment frontman socialist FDR with things like the Gold Act, where they literally seized gold in the United States. It was illegal to own gold. People had to turn it in. They took all the gold, and that was the Federal Reserve System. And they literally, it's a cross between a coup and an outright bank robbery of an entire nation. That's just what the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that is so amazing. When you follow the money, and here it is, like you say, starting in Jekyll Island in 1913, they put together this system, manufactured out of thin air. I guess you can say it's a genius if you can get away with it, and so far they're pretty genius.
Yeah, these aren't stupid people. John D. Rockefeller, father of David, and J.P. Morgan and the rest, and Rothschild and the rest of them, didn't get to be where they were because they were stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Are they foolish in a biblical sense? Are they going to face the wrath of God? They sure as hell are, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
In a human sense, these are highly intelligent people. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing from the inception of the Federal Reserve System at Jekyll Island. And by the way, let's just touch on that a little bit. Let's go off on a little bit of a tangent here.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's save it, because I've obviously all kinds of questions come about. We've got to go to break here. Rob Roselli is with us. We're talking the Fed. This is really interesting stuff, and a lot of people really do not understand that it is not federal, and it certainly isn't a reserve. More from Rob Roselli on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
I'll tell you, these days, speaking French and Russian can get you, you know, looked at more than once. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Rob Roselli over there, the licensed professional engineer in three states, and we're talking the Fed. Rob, before we went to break, you wanted to note something that people should be aware of in terms of President Trump.
Yeah, let's just review for a quick 30 seconds. So remember, Jesus, John chapter 2, chases the money changers out of the temple with whips, okay, because they were changing money. The Federal Reserve System changes legitimate money, gold-backed money, for these pieces of paper called Federal Reserve Notes, these debt-issued pieces of paper called Federal Reserve Notes, which, you know, the suckers out here, you know, in the imbecile majority called dollar bills. So here's Jesus chasing, you know, the predecessors of these guys with whips. I mean, this is someone who was begging forgiveness for the people that were literally nailing him to the cross, okay? Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind now. Fast forward to 1828 to 1836 and President Andrew Jackson, okay? He was the only one in United States history to officially pay off the national debt. There was the second, I think it was the second bank of the United States that was chartered in 1816. But anyway, Andrew Jackson knew what was up. Knew who these guys were, because they didn't just start in 1913. They succeeded in 1913, but he called them a den of robbers, okay? A den of robbers and thieves, which people are familiar with the Gospels. That should be familiar, because that's
exactly.
That's Matthew 21 and right. Jeremiah 7, and, you know, Jesus called these guys. So anyway, and look, just as an aside, okay, I know Andrew Jackson did a lot of bad things as far as the Trail of Tears and the Indians, the American Indians, okay, and I'm not saying the guy was great. I'm just making a point here. I just want to make that very clear. But
Rob, you know, for just a moment, though, real quick, only sidebar on this deal with Jackson, and that's for any of us. We're human, for goodness sakes. Nobody's claiming perfection. Just because somebody happened to be a president of the United States didn't mean that they were absolutely perfect. For a time and season where they were in history, yes, there are some things we can look back on and say, I wish it didn't happen. But, you know, that's part of our humanity, is it not?
Yeah, it's an imperfection. And, you know, we weren't there to make the decisions at the time and this sort of thing. And sees it a Monday morning quarterback, a lot of these things. And, you know, again, I don't want to go off on a complete tangent on, you know, and on Andrew Jackson. But the point, you know, for the conversation here is that, you know, Andrew Jackson took on the money changers of his time. You know, there's a Rothschild bag man by the name of Nicholas Biddle. I mean, he was the front man. And, you know, there's an assassination attempt on Andrew Jackson's life. And two single-shot pistols, neither of them went off. So they tried to kill him. The same they did with the Lincoln, Garfield, JFK, like I mentioned before. You know, it's all the same. And Trump, which they haven't yet. But anyway, you know, fast forward to today. Now, Trump, he hangs a picture of Andrew Jackson in the Oval Office. Now, you would think, Bill, you know, unless you're still really rhetorically, that if the press, you know, with all this racist and Antifa and all this crap, you know, everybody's a born again Christian, right? You know, the abortion movement, the American eugenics movement, you know, the Hitler friend, Margaret Sanger. Nobody's got anything to say about that, you know, as far as racism. But on top of that, now here you have Donald Trump sitting underneath a picture of Andrew Jackson. Now, you think the idiots in the press, these disgraceful, these pieces of garbage would be all over that and say, why is Trump hanging a piece, you know, Andrew Jackson portrait in his office? But nobody, you haven't once, you know, it might flash across the screen somewhere on one of these conspiracy websites, but you don't really hear about it, do you?
No. It's
very interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very
exactly.
Interesting, because I think, in my opinion, what Trump is doing is he's taunting these people. I think he's saying, you know, you shills, Trump is sending a signal, unspoken, that he's taking on the money changers at the Fed. Now, ultimately, I think he will lose. Just like JFK did, he will lose somehow. They'll either just shoot him in broad daylight, or they'll try that, or they'll poison him. Who knows what? You know, Mueller will succeed with something in his coup in the midterm elections. You know, cheating and graft that goes on there. But they'll get rid of Trump. All right, he's the eye of the storm, but he's going to lose. You know, Luke chapter 4. I mean, Satan's all over these people. He owns the world, and he owns it through the Federal Reserve System and its sister banks, the IMF and the World Bank. But anyway, for the time being, Trump is taunting these people. He's saying, here, you know, here's Andrew Jackson. I mean, all you shills in the press should be all over this. You know, Andrew Jackson was a terrible guy and a trail of tears and the Indian, which, why don't they say anything? It's because I believe, and this is my opinion, that they're under orders from their overlords, the people that really run the country. the people that control the press and these little people in the press, I'm going to stop there. But anyway, they're not saying anything, but they're going to learn not to. But what would happen? Now, you get into a conversation about Andrew Jackson. Now, where would that be? We did this very conversation we're having right now. People would wake up and say, wait a second. Well, what is this bank? What is this Federal Reserve System? Why do we need this thing? What was Andrew Jackson really, what did he really accomplish? What did he really do? By the way, what is the national debt? If it's a Federal Reserve System, why are we in debt to this thing to 19 trillion online and something like 100 to 200 trillion offline, depending on which source you're, what is this? You know what I mean? And Henry Ford said it. He said, if people really understood, how the system worked, again, forget the idiots from Harvard and MIT and University of Chicago. Forget all those idiots you see on TV and even Fox Business News, okay? Fox doesn't touch this either. Mm-hmm. And just think about this at its most basic fundamental level that we're talking about here. Henry Ford said, if people really figured this out, he said there'd be a revolution before tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. okay? You think these idiots, these little skinny white college kids, these little punks, out there, with their black masks and, thinking they're tough and, beating up on inanimate objects and statues, like a bunch of tough guys. You think they're bad. If people really got wind of how this thing worked, just regular working people, the working stiffs out there, the Trump supporters, I just think it would be bad. People would,
Well, because, it would expose that the system is rigged. Hence the revolt, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, this is literally, I say it's a coup, mm-hmm. or it was a coup in 1913, and it's literally a nationwide bank robbery. So, if you go back to the past 100 years, everything that's happened has been controlled. And that's just the long and the short of it. I mean, this is one of my favorite movies, John Carpenter's They Live, and this is why people like me and eventually people like you are in big trouble. Mm-hmm. Probably very soon. I mean, they kicked Alex Jones off the air already. I mean, that is coming to everybody else. I'm sure it's a phone call. I'm sure somebody's listening to this conversation right now. So we're all ultimately going to be in trouble here, which is fine. Mm-hmm. These people have decided to take on the creator of the universe, all of them, and all that have joined.
Well, that's who you rest in. That's who I rest in, is that, there's always God, and they can do whatever they want, but the truth will eventually be revealed. But you and I have to stay faithful to the truth. I cannot compromise myself because of what they're doing. They're going to have to own up to what they've done, and just like for me, I have to stay faithful to what I've done. I thought it was quite interesting, Rob, and I don't know if you and I talked about it before, but if you remember, when President Obama was in office, it was Rand Paul who made a statement about the Fed, if you remember. And it was interesting that President Obama wasted no time. If he could have tweeted like Trump, he would have tweeted, his Twitter would have gone off the scale. On this deal, but he sent a salvo over the bow of, Senator Paul's ship to say, you don't want to go there. You don't want to take on the Fed.
Right. And then people have come out and said it. And Obama, in my opinion, that's a whole other hours of conversation. I mean, he is the image of the beast, by the way, and he'll be back, but that's another conversation. But anyway, Obama is the ultimate banker bagman, as is Hillary and all these other people. But yeah, occasionally, Rand Paul, and look what's happening to him. I mean, he's getting attacked, and he's going to be in attack daily. But, once in a while, signals will get through, and these congressmen, they'll be taking care of him. And there's several other congressmen that I mentioned that, Joe McCarthy, he didn't take on the Fed directly, took on a tax-exempt foundation. His buddy James Forrest, old Secretary of State, people like that start asking questions. They end up committing suicide at Bethesda Naval Hospital. They're shot in broad daylight by a lone gunman, or they're poisoned, or there's all kinds of things. They end up on flights, that somehow go off course over.
Exactly.
And get shot down by.
Well, Rob, we got to leave it there as always. We appreciate the insight and the reporting. Thank you so much, Rob Roselli on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks a lot.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is firing back at Amoroso Madigault Newman after the former White House staffer accuses him of being a liar and a racist. While out promoting her new book, Amoroso has said she personally heard a recording of President Trump using the N-word during filming for NBC's The Apprentice. Today, Trump tweets, quote, "Wacky Amoroso, who got fired three times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time," adding, "She never made it, she never will." She also releases a tape of a phone conversation she had with President Trump after she was fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly, in which the president indicates he was unaware she'd been fired. She says on NBC's Today Show this morning,
"John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation."
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America 20 and minutes before the top of the hour. Earl Swift joins us now, a reporter for the Virginia Pilot for more than two decades, author of The Big Roads, Untold Story of the Engineers, Visionaries, and Trailblazers Who Created the American Superhighways, Where They Lay, Searching for America's Lost Soldiers, currently a resident fellow at the University of Virginia's Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. Earl Swift, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Talk about your new book, Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Vanishing Tangier Island. Tell us about it, Earl.
Well, I spent 14 months on a squiggle of mud and marsh in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay, 12 miles from the nearest mainland port, and home to 460 people who occupy one of the most isolated communities in the east, certainly, and perhaps in the lower 48,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that they're only 100 miles from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And they've made their living for 200-plus years from the bay, from the mm-hmm. waters of the bay, getting crab, fish, oysters, and now find that that very water that has so long sustained them and really led to their identity threatens their very existence.
Yeah, Tangier Island, you write about the vulnerabilities they're facing and what it may ultimately mean, not only for this community, but for others across the country, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 88,000 miles of shoreline in the United States, and a lot of it sits pretty low in relation to the water. And, that water's on the rise. So mm-hmm. Tangier's experience, though far more immediate than just about any place else's, is a harbinger for what's going to be happening tomorrow.
What's causing the rise here?
Well, sea level rise, of course, globally the sea levels are rising across the globe. But mm-hmm. what you have compounding the issue in the Chesapeake Bay is that the ground itself is actually slumping at the same time, a byproduct of the last ice age. And so you've got a 1-2 punch, water coming up, land going down. Mm-hmm. And Tangier has precious little elevation to give away. The highest point on the island, 5 feet above the tides. It mm-hmm. rarely tops 3 feet. And most of the island is salt marsh, 75% of it. And that doesn't top one.
So
this 1-2 punch gives the Chesapeake Bay a relative sea level rise that is about the highest on the planet.
Wow. And how long has this been going on?
Well, heck, I suppose it's been going on for a good 150, 160 years at least.
Right.
That's what we have maps. Our maps go back to before the Civil War that give us an accurate gauge for land loss in the region. But what you see is a gradual acceleration through the late 19th century and then a dramatic acceleration through the 20th, especially in the late 20th. And that acceleration continues to steepen today. So the Little Island situation gets more and more critical.
And as you say, the chief resource for the Chesapeake Bay is the blue crab, huh?
Well, for the last 100 years or so, that has been the dominant catch in the Chesapeake. And it's given the region its entire identity, really. You know, Maryland, you can't spend a day in Maryland without seeing images of the blue crab on bumper stickers, on flags, on, it's everywhere. And, and nobody catches more blue crab man for man than Tangier Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it rightly claims to be the soft shell capital of the world. If you've ever eaten soft shell crab at a restaurant on the East Coast, there's a reasonable chance that it came from Tangier Island.
Mm-hmm. Now, you write that most of the residents on Tangier are supporters of Donald Trump. They voted for him with hopes that he would cut through the government red tape that has kept the island's salvation on hold and put a stop to incessant core studies and spur the agency to action and force Congress to find money to save the island. Is this what it comes down to, is that, we're looking to Congress for the answer to save Tangier?
Well, I think Tangier would have voted for Donald Trump, regardless of whether it expected him to save the island. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that his views and theirs, his style and theirs align pretty closely. But there's no question that they see him as a guy who would hurry the government's glacial pace of mm-hmm. studying Tangier's problem and coming up with possible solutions and then doing something about it. Because that has been underway now for a couple of generations, and it hasn't produced much in the way of even stopgap measures.
Mm.
There's a jetty that Tangiermen have been asking for since 1992. The Army Corps of Engineers has been studying it, and it's not an expensive project. It's a jetty of stone that would stick out about 400 feet from the shore of the island.
Mm-hmm.
It would safeguard the harbor from winds from the west. But getting that jetty actually built has been studied to death. Getting it built has been elusive. It hasn't mm-hmm. happened.
We can't build a wall in the south. So how good are we going to be at building a jetty, right?
Well, this is in many ways a simpler project,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't happen. And so I think political impatience, if you will, just reached a peak. And in the fall of 2016, they voted more than 87%. 221 votes out of the 253 cast on the island were for Donald Trump.
Wow.
And yeah, they're still hoping that that he will take action, either in concert with Congress or on his own, to do something about their plight.
Now, you're reporting that Tangier will be uninhabitable in less than 100 years, possibly, by 2063.
No, I'm not reporting that. The Army Corps of Engineers scholars who put together an academic paper in the fall of 2015 said that. I'm saying it'll happen way sooner than that. That's a wildly optimistic view. I think they've got 20 years, 25 years at the most.
Well, you've
got a population here that, as I said, most of their land is 3 feet above the tides, and it is watery land.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place that this isn't a sand island. This is a piece of peaty black soil that just happens to rise out of the bay, and not only is it being carved from its edges, you know, with wind-driven waves just tearing away big clumps of marsh, but the rising bay is actually percolating right up through the soil. And so now where you have high and dry land, you've got ponds in people's yards. And so you can see, you go away from Tangier for a year or two. In my case, I was away for 15 years.
Mm.
And when I came back, the changes were not only apparent, they were astounding. I mean, it was a much smaller island that I came back to in the fall of 2015 after 15 years away.
And so why did this come across your radar here, Earl? You know, for 15 years you'd been away from it, and then all of a sudden now you go, okay, I need to check this out.
Well, originally I went to Tangier as a newspaper reporter.
Okay.
And I was covering different things that had nothing to do with the level of the Chesapeake Bay. I went there, for instance, back in 2000. I spent Y2K there. I was there during the millennium, the quietest millennial celebration on the planet, because Tangier is dry and staunchly old school Methodist. So I during those early visits, invariably when I talked to islanders, the subject would come around to the fact that their island had lost 2/3 of its area in the past 150 years, that it was disappearing before their eyes.
That's
was still losing about 8 acres of ground a year.
Unbelievable. Earl, we got to pick it up from there. When we come back, we got to go to a quick break. Earl Swift is with us. We're talking about his latest book. More coming up. Chesapeake Requiem, right here.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, here you've broken things, then here I am, Lord, I'm all yours.
Live.
I guess that's the question. Are you all in, huh? Well, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare that ask if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care. Well, we're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital, and it starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, just give them a call, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit LibertyHealthShare.org for all the details. Our conversation with Earl Swift continues. A fascinating story, a true story, about what's going on at the Chesapeake. And his new book is titled Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Vanishing Tangier Island. Earl, that had just had to be incredible for you. As you say, you'd been away from the island and reporting on it for 15 years. You go there and you figure, okay, I'm going to embed myself among the watermen and really check this story. And even though on the surface as you went back, you could see things had changed. But I'm sure as you're there in the 14 months, I mean, you're really realizing the change is dramatic, right?
Oh, it is. It is. And some of it you don't see immediately, but it comes to you, you know, while you're there. And you know, marsh, when you look at a salt marsh, it appears to be a pretty unvaryingly flat, featureless piece of terrain. You almost have to recalibrate your senses to appreciate its beauty. And what you don't see when you're looking at it at ground level is how uneven it might be and how inconsistent in construction. It's not until you get up above it that you can see that, you know, whether it's laced by rivulets and pools and whatnot. And I remember the first time I went up in a plane while I was staying on this residency, and looked down at what I had remembered as a pretty solid stretch of marsh, I was astounded to see that it was just a loose macrame, really, of marsh, just interrupted mostly by water. And one of the first signs you see, and one of the things that makes sea level rise so sneaky is that it doesn't always manifest if you have a soft shoreline like you do on Tangier, where you just have marsh meeting sea. There's no way to really yardstick it with the eye. You can't say, that's higher than it used to be. What happens instead is that it turns upland into marsh, and it turns marsh into open water. And because the amount of marsh seems to be pretty constant, because it's moving uphill to stay ahead of the rising water, you often don't see it happening until it's too late to do anything about it. And what you see on Tangier is a lot of marsh that's been drowned and a steady supply of upland. And there's very little upland to begin with, reverting to marsh, getting soggier and soggier. First, grass doesn't grow on it, turns basically to a mud flat. Marsh eventually grows, and ultimately it drowns too and turns to open water. So it's a slow, subtle, nuanced cycle that's difficult to grasp just looking at it day to day.
And meanwhile, you have the people there who live there, and they're sounding the alarm. Give us a description of the people that live on the island.
They are hardy, stubborn, self-reliant, courageous. Tangier, we talk a lot about community. Tangier makes that word mean something. This is a place that, because it's out in the middle of a big piece, 18 trillion gallons of often turbulent water, is a place where people have to rely on each other, and they have to have each other's backs, and they do to a degree there that you would be hard-pressed to find virtually anywhere else in America or anywhere. And so it's a place that gets into your pores. It's a very likable population. They're people I came to admire and like a great deal. And because they are at the whims of nature to the degree they are, it's a deeply religious community as well, and always has been.
Right. It would seem that if we lost that island and the culture, it would be a great loss for this country, would it not?
It would, because, there's no question Tangier is a cultural outlier in just about every respect. It's an island, physical and metaphorical, and what you lose is some of the spice that makes the American stew what it is. You're losing, you can look at it as strictly, we're only losing a place that has 460 people in it. How important can it be? But the fact is, there is no place like it elsewhere. This is a one-of-a-kind community, virtually unchanged in some respects since its settlement in 1778. So we have a direct connection to the American Revolution, that era. We have everybody on the island is descended from the original settlers. This is one big extended family. It's a really unusual, I hesitate to say unique because the word's overused, but really it is a unique place. And what we lose is part of the circumference of the circle that describes who we are as a people. The vast majority of us live in the circle's middle, and it's in the bulk of its area. But it's those places out along the circumference that really define us. And Tangier is certainly one of those.
You say you didn't necessarily do the report, but the Army Corps of Engineers have reported on this. Are they attributing this to some effect of climate change, or what's the attribution of this, this erosion that's taken place?
Well, the Corps has not weighed in, near as I can tell, on the cause of sea level rise, except to gauge it. They have noted that tidal gauge records going back to the 1930s make it pretty indisputable that it's happening, regardless of cause, in the Chesapeake. And they've also looked at maps dating back to 1850 and overlaid them, and with the help of those older records, they've been able to ballpark the rate of sea level rise prior to 1930 as well. So they've come up with a pretty reliable data set to work with. They're engineers. They're not in the business of politics, so they have not gotten into the debate as to what the cause of the phenomenon is.
They're just reporting on the facts.
They've been pretty empirical in their approach, and what they do say is that when they, when the three researchers who put together that report back in 2015, when they came up with their, could be abandoned within 50 years and gone within 100. When they came up with that, the authors now say that they were using a kind of a middle case scenario of projection of sea level rise to come. And now they've amended that and said, we were way too conservative, and it's more like 25 to 50. And if you talk to them privately, they will say, well, it's the 25 is the number to use.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly jives with my own feelings about it, what I've seen in the last 15, 16 years.
Well, Earl, like any erosion, I mean, it all starts so, seemingly unnoticed, but it seems like once it gains momentum, it can move with rapidity, can it not?
It sure can. And, people tend to look at sea level rise and erosion as separate and distinct, and really they're interlinked. The faster, the higher the water, the worse the erosion. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Of course, right.
And so what you've seen over the years is, and as you say, it's insidious. You're only losing half an inch of soil a day, maybe, but that's a foot a month. And that, and you're losing 15 feet a year. So it sneaks up on you. And suddenly one day, the water's banging at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really kind of where Tangier finds itself now. All of the houses on Tangier, there are about 275 of them, they're all crammed under three parallel ribs of soil that rise above the salt marsh. And they are narrow, longest is about a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
And the houses are clustered tight along these
I bet.
Ridges. And the ridges are so narrow that, people don't drive cars on Tangier. They drive golf carts or scooters because the streets are as wide as sidewalks. And they have very little buffer before they're in the drink.
Wow.
They are one step away from the water.
You imagine what they must live with. I mean, people of faith that are hanging on and hoping for an answer here, it definitely makes them rather unique in their perspective. For you, I bet quite a blessing to be around these people for 14 months to, really get a deeper understanding of their culture and psyche.
You bet it was. It was, I treasure the time I spent with them. And
I'm jealous for you. I got to tell you, this is remarkable. Wish I'd have the opportunity to be able to, be there tomorrow to check it out because of, like you say, the hardiness and their spirit is just incredible. And you have documented it brilliantly in Chesapeake Requiem, an intimate look at the island's past, present, and tenuous future by acclaimed journalist Earl Swift, who lived among the Tangier's people, crabbed and oystered with its watermen, observed its long traditions and peculiar ways, let's say that. Earl, again, thank you for doing this and all the hard work that you put into Chesapeake Requiem. The book will be linked on our website and available at all the usual places. Earl Swift, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lover.